The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
That's a crutch.
It's not a crutch.
I record when you record, buddy.
What do you want me to do? Sorry, bro. Get yourself a better computer.
I got a good computer. Haven't had an issue yet. We could literally count how many issues you've had.
I'm going good now.
You've had 8 different computers. Perfect. I've had the same one, not one hiccup. Josh, wow. Kick the beat. Listen, I'm going to talk about people and computers and better get better ones.
I didn't talk about people. I defended myself.
You told me get a better one. That started talking shit then.
Fucking shit.
He's gonna die, mister. I'm the war expert. Mm-hmm. With that goofy ass hat on. I swear sometimes.
Good old
hurry up and die, bro. Hurry up and die.
I hope you're in the nuke club, bro. Just like I hope us two lived and he's just like, ah.
Josh is gonna get that full scenario with barbed wire fence and somehow he gonna choke himself.
Welcome back to the show, dudes. I heard about this D&D game, D&D style game y'all played. One in.
Rof, you're first.
So basically just kind of like the zombies, except them picking their items, they pick a war. So, you know, like World War II, Vietnam. Rof has Iraq and Afghanistan. So the Middle East.
Yeah, so he got the one where there's the fake...
Hence the Hurt Locker.
Fake weapons of mass destruction type infiltrating for money type shit.
He's got Bush going around saying, good job.
That didn't mean we didn't have... Badass military shit during that time.
Roth, the war was that one was the most. All right, never mind.
It was like a 20-year long war.
20-year long war for no reason.
Yeah, it was no reason, but that doesn't mean it wasn't a war.
We built up a bunch of material.
I'm not defending the shit. War.
All right, yeah.
You're arguing so much yourselves. I got to defend the war. Yeah, this way
that's
we went
what
to
you
war.
Always say, yeah, Roth. You're always going, I didn't do it. I'm not the one who did
say it. I didn't say it. What did I do?
Oh, yeah, I started the war in Iraq. Yeah, let's keep our troops in Iraq, guys. Yes,
let's just go for it. That was my thing.
I was the main reason to cause it. I went to Bush and said, you know what? We should go over there and fight.
You sure?
And we should just take the oil. Yes, I did. Absolutely. So be jealous.
That's absolutely what you did.
We just know.
It's all your fault.
Yeah, Yeah, that's what I did. It wasn't my fault to start that war. And
I'm just saying, going forward, we might have a new segment where you backtrack a lot.
How am I backtracking?
You backtracking.
No backtracking
on any.
You just
do a clip show of all your backtracks.
All your backtracks. Because you'd be like, I didn't say
you're
that.
Not one of, you shouldn't say anything, Tim. You shouldn't say anything because you backtrack as much as I do. So,
hey,
off,
man,
asshole.
I'm not saying I don't.
Hey, no, hey, man, nothing.
This is the first time you're open to admitting to your backtracking. So this is progress.
Hey, I'm not saying I don't. You do too. Okay, don't be
I'm
talking shit.
I don't either. Got my face.
Yeah, you did. You're talking shit. My main boo's maybe Boo and Josh are the ones that I even Boo backtracks from time to time. Absolutely backtrack from time to time. What the am I saying? Maybe Josh is the only one that does it.
Because I don't speak enough.
Now, Josh, he's sucking your cock. He doesn't speak enough. But backtracking, Ralph, I won't sit there and say.
Hey, you leave Josh alone.
Ralph,
you leave Josh alone,
I wouldn't sit there and say. I wouldn't sit there and say, oh, Jar Jar Binks is Jamaican. And then in the same sense, I didn't say that. That's your patent. They're Jamaicans. No. I didn't say that.
Yes.
Well, let's get this game going. I want to do some role play.
All right. So we're going to go through each first scenario. We'll start off with Rof and then go to Tim and then we'll go to Boo.
All right.
So Rof's just a little context of what you're doing. You are located in the Middle East and your company has been tasked with securing a small village that's a 4-hour commute from the base. Intel suggests that there are insurgents in the area. You are on a patrol with your squad as your company nears the end of its goal.
And an IED hits him. Bum, 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 bum.
He steps on a landmine.
Bum, bum.
All right. As you patrol the area, you hear gunshots coming from a windowless house nearby. You and your squad leave the Humvee and approach the door. You notice in the far distance, there's a man recording him. More gunshots come from the house. How do you proceed?
What I would do is call out my sniper. Yeah, well, M82 out in the distance, making sure that thing goes through bullet. That goes through buildings. So
now he's making his own game master shit up.
Hey, I'm just asking. That's what I would do. I mean, great.
Who said you're the DM now? What the?
I'm just saying. I got the 50 caliber BMGs. So let's
go. Okay, so you have a 50 cal on your Humvee. But that's about it. There's no sniper.
The 50 caliber BMG. Is Rof walking, like, trying to clear a room with that?
No, this is on the Humvee.
Yeah, it's mounted on the vehicle.
In your mole pack, you have 2 grenades. You have 5 30-round clips. You have an M16. and a knife.
Okay, so we're going to use the knives and we're going to use two grenades. We're going to use both of them right off the back.
Okay, so you want to just toss a grenade in them, kill whoever's in there, right?
Yes. It's almost the end of the trip. Everyone's tired.
So you knock... Dude... All right.
Come on. I'm sorry. To say. You can't listen to
listen to Roth. I know. No, dude. I just didn't expect
the master,
him.
Bro.
I know. I just didn't expect him to do this because Roth.
I'm going to give you ideas then. I'm like, I pulled out.
You guys don't want me to like be involved in it. Like, I'm all into it and shit. And I'm like, I should have been into it. My bad.
Roth, that's like you making his story and you're changing his story for him.
All right. We're using one grenade and we're going in with the knives afterwards.
So you knocked, you kicked down the door. Well, someone in your squad kicks down the door. You toss a grenade in. When you run for cover, you see a small little boy pick up the grenade and it explodes. The entire building explodes and massacres everything in a half mile range. It was full of bombs. You've died, killed everyone in the town, and failed the mission.
What a fucking moron.
That's all. I was like, are you sure you want to do that?
You're definitely
a little bit. I caught it too,
but I was like, huh? But then now you're about to be
you committed a war crime.
It's Iraq. All of Iraq was a war crime. The entire fucking battle was a war crime.
And then this doesn't put any merit to it. We're tired and we want to go home. Before it even happened.
I knew that was cherry on top too. Just like, oh, let's get this done with. And right when Josh said, you see a kid pick it up, anything that came afterwards, the goddamn.
You're done.
That's life. That's war for you boys.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
I swear to God, if I'm the only one that has a scenario like that, I'm gonna be pissed, Josh.
Look at him. I don't know if he's pissed. Look at him now. Already started.
That's why I gave you a lot of options.
Already started what? I don't care, bro. It was a game. Get out of here.
So what you just said didn't matter. You were just around.
Oh,
dude, it's over. It's over.
You're the one in chat who's all like, I love reality, man. So in reality, you would just like not give a.
Yeah,
it's over.
No shit.
In reality, I'm dead. It doesn't matter because I'm dead. Either way, it won't matter.
What do you mean? It's over. You're right at the end. You just threw caution to the wind. Like,
it's over.
So you just watched the Hurt Locker, right?
Right.
So do you remember when he's trying to figure out the car bomb, right? And there's the guy recording with the camera. That was the hint. Like,
are you sure?
That was the hint right there. I was like,
Ralph,
oh, man.
I was with you with the knives. When you said knives, I'd go knives. I'd save my ammo because we don't know how long this fight's going to be. I'd save my ammo. So let's go in with the knives. Good. And then Ralph's like, knives and grenades. And I'm throwing them grenades in that bitch.
Also, knives. I got to say, knives after the grenades is pretty aggressive. Like he's ready to cut up some corpses, dude.
This is what I literally thinking when he said knives and grenades. I go, okay, so if they're half dead because of the grenades, he's going to come in and finish them off?
Not everybody dies on grenades, man. You gotta kill everybody.
He's like half the torso and shit.
Cut the hands, fools. Cut the hands.
There's a dude literally crawling out the back door and this Roth comes with the knife and just bink. Okay.
Damn. I got him.
At this point, I'm starting to think it was a war crime, bro.
It was a war crime with intention from the beginning. He was ready for no witnesses.
Exactly. This is why I never went to war.
No, it was like this. It was like, throw the grenades in. Hand me those two knives on the counter, on the dashboard. We just threw grenades in there.
Like, what the not even smoke grenades either, mind you. He didn't care to ask.
We don't have them. I didn't have smoke grenades. I would have used anything other than a grenade.
Josh said two grenades, you weren't careful to be like, what kind of grenades, Josh? You just went.
No, he said there's no flash grenades. So if there's no flash grenades, obviously it's going to be a grenade.
Or this. Roth says he lives in reality and his shit's reality.
I didn't say that. I said I like that better than futuristic movies.
Okay,
I think
then,
war
okay
movies
then, okay
and
then.
Real war movies are better than future war movies.
Okay then, backtrack.
But they're gonna quote me. Quote
another
me right.
Backtrack. Another backtrack. Cool.
That ain't a backtrack.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You can't read right. It's
okay.
The problem.
Okay.
You're illiterate,
okay.
Bastard.
Okay.
Read the text over
Damn,
again.
Damn, you hear him? He's just gunning. I'm an illiterate bastard
yeah.
And a
he's
motherfucker.
As aggressive in real life as he is in the game. He's at least he's on point with that. Like,
no,
damn.
But with his reality theory and liking real shit, a real would have investigated the building before going gung-ho in that motherfucker, dumbass.
We're getting shot at, dumbass.
Where?
No, you weren't. He didn't say you
yes,
were getting
were.
Shot.
No, I said someone was recording you from the distance.
Boo!
Someone was shooting with a camera.
You can't hear.
Hold on, go back
you
to the tape.
You can't hear.
Go back to the tape.
You can't hear. You need a hearing aid, you deaf
yeah,
son of a bitch.
Go back to the tape. I heard him say they were shooting through it, but it's,
if I'm illiterate, you're a deaf son of a
shooting.
Bitch, bro.
I'm blind.
So what's next? So Tim is doing he picked sci-fi futuristic war theme.
I said, don't give me no Iraq war.
That wasn't touching the Muslim subject.
Like, nope.
Tim, your squad is tasked with investigating foreign radio signals coming from a starless planet in a neighboring galaxy. Intel suggests it may be a new race attempting to communicate.
Starless? Okay, so it's like no light, like
starless.
It's dark as a
dark
it's
as
cold too.
Mm-hmm. So you are tasked with finding the source and making contact. You have a plasma rifle, plasma grenades. You have a full suit of future armor bullshit, right? Halo, Mass Effect,
I'm
whatever.
I'm assuming there's like a we got the
yeah.
Get like you know
yeah the temperature
glass,
oxygen
shit.
Is
the,
not an
yeah,
issue.
Yeah, the atmosphere ain't there. Okay,
yeah, you'll be fine.
How's he shit in that suit?
It has a like a catheter, but it goes into his asshole.
How do they live Oof. On that planet? Christ.
Bro, I'm still tripping on the tube up your ass to shit. Oh.
It gapes his asshole.
So damn, that's what I said. You're comfortable like that, Tim?
It's, damn. You know, I was expecting something was going to go up my ass when Josh is concerned. I know this.
Whoa. I said, Captain Bakash. Captain Bakash, why are
shit,
you walking
Josh,
like that?
What do you do to him when not around
the tube is thicker
Bakash,
than usual.
Why are you walking like that? Yeah, why are you walking like that?
The
Captain
cowboy walk. I'm not used to the girth, cadet.
Johnson.
So real quick bullet points. I'm investigating a
yep.
unknown foreign signal from the sunless planet
with the tube up your ass.
With the tube up my ass. Yeah.
Since they're not responding to you, you're assuming they're a new race.
And so I've landed already, and like there's no one there. Like it's like a ghost town or what?
You know, you reach the location of the signal. And you find a large stone structure with a series of pyramids stacked upon one another. When you exit the ship, you appear, you know, where you guys are located, appear to be in the front of the structure where there's an entrance.
Pause there. Hold on. Pause there.
So how do you continue?
Where is Roth's health points at this point? We didn't get a health point.
Roth's dead.
He's dead.
I died.
The whole building was like packed with bombs.
Yeah.
He set off a new
mask. I died.
No. He ran in there immediately after the grenades?
No. The grenade blew up.
No. Even if he didn't go inside, he threw a grenade.
It was a bomb factory. It blew up half the city.
Like he set off like
half the city.
The first building. Damn. Sorry.
No, blew up half the city.
He blew up half a mile radius.
Everybody dead.
Yeah. Kids
dead.
Everybody dead.
He dead. Yeah. So it's cool. Wow. It's all good. Nobody even knows that it happened.
No
witnesses. Just like he wanted. Just like he wanted.
Hey man, nobody knows anything. All I know is that they went in and something happened. They flipped the hotel.
Just like he wanted. Wow. Okay. So
go back to
nobody
Tim.
Will even know that it was me that
Sorry,
did it.
I didn't know that. Go back to Tim.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like a series of pyramids stacked upon one another. It's really long. In the front, there's like a little tunnel that, you know, you would assume is the entrance. It seems like it's made out of like some sort of like stone, metal, some sort of like alien technology. So you can't really like see what's inside of it. From what you can tell, there's the front entrance, right? Which is, you know, you can clearly go through. So your options, you can cautiously try and enter it using your helmet to scan. You can throw a series of grenades like Roth did and just try and blow the place out. Or you can, you know, roam around and use your ship scanner to see if you can find another entrance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised we didn't do a scan before we even landed. Can we do a scan like with the ship first, yeah, like for the surrounding area?
Yep, yep, yep.
I would have said that too.
Like, is there anybody in the ship?
It's you and your squad. Everybody's out though.
Who's my immediate like next in command?
Your next in command?
Does he have a name?
No, he doesn't have a name. It's just person. Yeah, it's not okay, really relevant.
Can I look at the person and slap him for not reminding me to scan before I landed?
Yeah, you can definitely do that.
Like, I want to do that.
Okay.
Points for that. You're hurting.
So you rolled to slap him. okay, so you actually critically fail and miss and fall and embarrass yourself.
His face up.
Yeah, so you actually rolled a one on that, unfortunately. But now...
So you fall flat on your face and die in the cold temperatures.
So I'm dead. Like I'm gone now.
No. You embarrassed yourself.
I look at like, oh, got Barney Fife.
Yeah.
What the?
And immediately trying to recover, I'm like, well, whatever. Just let's get the scan under going.
You have your instant scan, right? But you know how there's the long scan where you're just kind of like, boop.
No, I'm not taking no chances. Before I take any other moves, this ship is doing a massive wide scan.
Okay.
Of everything.
All right. Yeah.
So you,
and while it's
can
scanning,
this scanner penetrate?
Can I slap that?
Josh?
What would you say?
Is his scanner capable of penetrating that structure?
We don't know. We're about to find out.
We don't know yet. That's what the scan is going
to
tell us.
You use your ship to scan for other possible entryways, and you find a vent that you can enter in instead.
I send the homie who didn't scan through the vent.
No, you guys all have to go.
Thank you.
He's going in first. Yeah, exactly.
He's first. He's going in first no matter what. I don't give a f-
He didn't do the scan, which means he could have set me up for anything going right through the front door.
He could have been roughed.
He probably was going to be there. Listen, let's just go in. Like, it's a signal for nothing. Let's just lock and knock on the front door and then get out of here. Let's play knock-knock ditch. Let's play ding-dong-ditch. I'm like, no.
So did you go through the vent, sending your co-captain in front of you?
Hold on. So the scanner didn't pick up anything.
Oh, you made him a co-captain? Definitely
it found one entrance. It's the vent as well as the front entrance.
It didn't pick up any kind of like weird anomalous readings from the obelisk or anything.
No, it can't penetrate through it. It can only sense openings in the structure itself.
Josh is using hella pornographic words. Penetrate.
I'm just saying there's hard. Like the obelisk or the pyramids or anything. Yeah. They ain't given other signals.
Nothing.
Okay, real quick. The pyramids, you're saying they're stacked on top of each other?
Mm-hmm. They're like, it's like a series of pyramids, like triangular shapes, pointed.
Okay. Massive. I was picturing some like very impossible shit.
Josh Ron Hubbard. It's Josh Ron Hubbard.
Yeah. You're going to stack the pyramids and burn them all. You take the front entrance or the vent?
The vents.
Okay, so you're in the vents.
Homeboy's going in first.
Yeah, so you take that route instead and make your way towards the signal, and that's the end of your first scenario.
Okay.
I'm surprised you took
What's
that
his health bar?
He's 10
What's
out of 10.
What's his health bar for the embarrassing?
Tim has minus one embarrassment for failing to slap his
co-captain. Like I'll take a hit.
note of advice, my scenario... Heavy hardcore drugs were used at that point. Continue.
Yeah. So Boo's doing Vietnam.
Woo!
We got Staff Sergeant Boo.
Drugs.
And he's been tasked with the job of finding Colonel Kurtz. He's going to be dropped into a hot zone, and he needs to navigate through the jungle to find him.
I'm already dead because I'm not even worried about the enemy when I'm worried about the indigenous animals that I'm about to run into. Okay, bro? When it comes to spiders and beetles and ants and pythons and jaguars and...
It's about to be Operation Snake Eater here, bro.
All right, Boo. So as you and your squadron are dropped off, they are immediately under fire. You guys jump out of the helicopter. And as you jump out, a Viet Cong comes straight at you with his bayonet trying to stab you. What do you do?
What does he have?
Can I answer? This is my story, bro.
Just make it.
I'm
trying to help you out.
What you had. Don't need no help.
You got a knife. You got a radio. You got grenades. You got your rifle. You got a pistol. Two grenades and a bunch of phosphorus grenades as well.
And I have a choice to throw any things at him.
Right now in this situation... I have it limited because a grenade's going to get you killed, obviously.
Oh, no, no, I get it. Okay. So what I'm going to throw is the radio at his head.
Okay, so you're the staff sergeant, so you're, like, telling people to radio. Like, you don't have the radio. Like, it's an option, like, you know, radio.
Oh,
in.
I was about to throw the radio. That'll fuck him off, first off, so, with the bayonet.
So you can go hand-to-hand combat with him without a knife. You can try and shoot him. You can try and knife him. You can run away.
I'll run.
Can he shoot you?
He's running at me with a bayonet right now.
All
right.
So just so you know, okay, because this is one of those. I was like, well, technically he can run. So you have a 1 to 10 to fail and 11 to 20 to succeed. So you roll a 9. So you fail. And these are all pre-written. I'm sorry. So you run like a coward are stabbed in the back as you try to escape for cover.
Exactly.
But luckily, your squadron was able to kill him, leaving you fine.
So you're wounded.
It's a flesh wound.
Probably pretty badly.
All right, now, I'm wounded in the upper or lower back.
It's your shoulder, your top shoulder.
Oh, so right now what we're going to do is patch that up, and then we're going to give me some of them hardcore Vietnam drugs.
Drugs.
You don't have any yet.
You didn't come loaded? No.
No, because here's why. He knows. If he would have gave me 5 things,
I would have been done.
He knew I would have brought some real shit, some cocaine, some real drugs for
some
this.
Crack and methamphetamine. Yeah.
He would have went fear and loathing on these fools.
Cocaine so they could stitch him up.
In this situation, you'd want coke, crack, or meth. You want an upper.
Yeah.
Hard, hard.
Well, no, you'd want the coke. You'd want the coke to put on the wound. And the coke would go on the wound and numb it all completely.
You want energy uppers. Because then you want to just be alert. Continue, Josh. All right, I'm like 5 health.
No, you take 2 damage, so you're at 8. But you patch it up, brings you back to 10. In that instance, your squad ends up successfully securing the drop zone and begins to make their way into the jungle. And that's the end of your scenario.
See, I ran, dude. See, running is key, guys. Running is key sometimes in a D&D.
There's our staff sergeant running.
Yeah, I'm not Mel Gibson, bro.
I'm just happy I'm not the only one that embarrassed myself, all right? Like,
I'm that that was like literally didn't really want to do this.
You were
like,
hyping everybody head, up on the fucking plane.
Exactly.
And then
exactly. As soon as we land, bro. This shit. This.
Why did they put me in charge?
You. I'm out.
Not me.
You were the opposite of Sam Jackson in Skull Island.
Back to Tim. So Tim's navigating through the ventilation system, following the signal, where he reaches an alien control room. In the center, it seems like there's the transmitter, which seems to be the source. You scan the room, and you begin to hear things in your head. No escape. Fight. Enter pod. A series of pods open up, ready for your squad to enter. In this instance, this is kind of different, so you can reject the thoughts or allow them.
Do the rest of my squad hear them?
Everyone's experiencing the same thing. And you're everywhere. The commander, so they're going to do whatever you tell them to do at the end of the day.
Okay. No escape, enter the pod.
No escape, fight, enter pod.
Is a who f***ed up and he missed a slap still alive?
He's there. He's looking at Tim like, what do we do?
You
going first. We go in one by one, and we let Homeboy go in first.
And Tim tells him this on the way going in. Should have did that scan of the perimeter, huh?
And also, just in case, the first Homeboy's going in the pod. We have 2 on the sides of two other pods just ready to go in just in case it seems like a good idea.
First, before all of that, in this quick instance, right, because you jumped ahead a little bit, do you reject those thoughts flat out, or do you kind of, you know, let them come to you?
Character-wise, I would probably initially reject them.
You're going to reject them?
Well, fine, fucker. No, I'll just... I'm, yeah!
I'm trying to get your...
You better not reject them, nigga.
Because okay. I was all ready to... Wow. I was all ready to send a homeboy in, wow. So, like, I guess
okay,
not. Like,
I can't
like
this,
realistically speaking, I had already, like, was curious about the voice. So, because I was already ready to let the dude in, right? So,
yeah.
I guess...
Because you're about setup, to go in the pod, so that would imply, like, you're okay with him, so you would allow it.
I was trying to, like, set up a narrative, but okay.
So you accept the thoughts within your brain. The alien introduces itself. It is the engineer. It explains that it is the source of the signal, and it has created this entire place, but it is in danger. Their creations have broken away from its control and now obey another, Dagora, the new mother of the hive. And that's the end of your scenario. You've skipped over all of the action so far, which is insane.
Okay.
Give Roth my scenario, because I'm wounded, and I let Corporal Roth lead my scenario right now, and I'm on a gurney being pulled behind.
We're good. Go ahead. No, I want to see where this goes. You already got stabbed in the back, brother. So let's keep going.
This is a big one, Boo. All right. So you've been wandering through the jungle for some time now, and you finally reached a crossroad. You can either hit the river where there's a boat waiting for you, or explore what Intel reports as the entrance of a system of caves.
I hit the caves, Intel, explore.
You head to the entrance of the cave. It looks like an animal, a large animal burrow covered in overgrown vegetation. You can hear mumbling, laughing, noises coming from in. How do you proceed? You can toss a phosphorus grenade in there. You can toss a normal grenade in there. You can enter in without assault and just, you know, see what's going on. Or you can enter with assault.
And my special forces, and I'm only, in my intel knows, I'm the only American soldiers out here.
Yeah, but you are in a very rural area right now. You are off the beaten trail. You're not near where normal battle is, which is how you've gone.
I'll come in non-hostile.
So you enter the tunnel with your weapons drawn, of course, only to find a group.
That's hostile.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Weapons down. I'm just walking in. Just walking in.
Hands on them, but weapons down.
No, not even on them. That gives me trigger warning. Like, these don't know.
Okay. You're not even like, you're not even just walking in like this?
No, we're walking in.
Because keep in mind, you're trying to find this colonel who's not trying to be near battle.
That and then from what he's telling me, they're chilling, they're laughing, and they're not, right now, they're not hostile.
Oh, right. It's that scenario. I remember. Right. Okay.
So you enter the tunnel only to find a group of Viet Congs who have deserted. They're all drinking, doing drugs, and having a good time. They look at you and all start laughing hysterically, waving you over. What do you do?
Sit down with them.
You join them. Your squad joins the group of deserters and partake in a variety of drugs they have. Staff Sergeant Boo finds himself ingesting everything he can find. Opium, acid, mescaline, mushrooms, weed.
Drugs!
You experience the world in an altered state from here on out.
Oh. The rest of this scenario is you're going to be...
Boo's like, now we're talking.
Man, I knew not to come in hostile on these. I knew they was the homies. I knew it. I was like, he's over there laughing. I'm like, that don't sound like some... It's like really angry. We can, because it's not hard to pull your pistol out and pop a you feel threatened.
True.
So.
Before his scenario ends, Boo's all f***ed up. A green troll hops over towards you. He's like, hey, boss, they say a man named Kurt sold them this shit. We know where he's at.
Hey, boss.
We follow him, of course.
You follow the troll, come on.
You guys are all f***ed up, and you make your way to what you perceive as Terra's rectum, to the marked location.
Come on. Damn. And I ain't had to pop one bullet yet.
Did Boo really think a butthole wasn't involved in his scenario?
I didn't care about that. That didn't bother me at all.
Because it's a tunnel,
I'm,
you know?
Bro, right now I'm on drugs. You think anals are bothering me and asses are bothering me and all that? Right now I'm on drugs, bro. I got a whole other shit I'm tripping on right now.
All right.
Tim's scenario 3. You and your squad have agreed to help and enter the pods.
I'm going to hold off on the pods. Like, that's going to be the plan in a second, but I do have a question before.
Yes.
Am I able to inquire some more backstory on why they left the pod for this god thing?
What he has created is a series of, for our own understanding, xenomorph-like creatures, right, that were under his control in a hive mind. They have somehow disconnected from his mind and latched onto another. And these are all unorganic things. They are not real. They're artificial, right? Like robots, kind of. And so these machines that he wants you to operate cannot be operated by him, by themselves. They have to be operated by organic material. But unfortunately, he's the only one left of his kind.
Well, I'm still sending homeboy in first just in case it's a trap.
Man, Mr. Non-Reading Grids and let... No radar missing ass.
How do we know the co-captain didn't set all this up?
It's true. It's a risk.
Your squadrons jump in, the door shuts, and they are launched away, nowhere to be seen. And you're just standing there waiting.
Fuck it, boys. Let's all hop in.
You jump in there. The doors close. It straps you in. you're launched up into the air and you're relocated to a really dark area. All of a sudden the lights turn on and it looks like you're inside of a mech. Your mind has been synchronized with the machine and acts as an extension of yourself. All of your squadron, once all in the mechs, are launched up into the air.
I was really hoping, like, for comedic purposes, like the homeboy who went in first just like fell flat on his face in the mech or some shit.
Like, no, like, it's not that hard.
Hoping he just like goofed. Yeah.
No.
All right.
You look at your arms, you have two guns, and all of a sudden there's a giant alien standing in front of you, glowing blue, has massive tentacles, and it starts rushing towards you. What do you do?
Right.
It's an armored core. Like, can these things glide, move around? Like, or like, what are these?
You're
what are
the floating in the air. Okay, you can fly.
Yeah, it's armored core. Yeah. There's like, I get three of them to like, you know, flank around them shooting, and I'm just like, and I'm pulling back while they're shooting at me.
Okay, so here are your options. So you can, you know, you can try and do some hand-to-hand combat with it. You can shoot it, right? Like what you were saying. Or you can try and actually, you know, check out the mech, see if there's anything else to do with it.
Well, if it's rushing at me, how much time do I have to be curious?
Enough in this very scenario.
Let's start. I'm going to start pressing buttons.
All right. So you're good. You're barely good. You roll a 12. You needed at least an 11.
Shit.
Tim is able to activate the true capabilities of the mech. The mech begins to glow.
Lucky son of a bitch.
Just by the skin of my teeth.
Mashing buttons and somehow got that bitch going on G-style like Gundam.
Dude's glowing. He's radiating energy. He's moving as fast as lightning. Killing this giant monster isn't a big deal. You're able to cut off each one of the tentacles in a single move. And you finish him by slicing him down the center, and you succeed the mission.
Would have said hi first, but he came rushing at me. You know what I mean? Like, it's
still got a tube up your ass.
Still got a tube up my ass. All the entire time. All with my orifice filled up.
So that's the end of Tim's. Tim made it.
I did. Congrats. Is that the end of the scenario? Is that the end of the whole thing?
Yeah, because you helped him out. You got the intel. You figured
it out. And I defeated the thing. Okay. Yeah. But there's no like last speech by the dude. There's no like, I would have gotten, you know, like nothing, like no explanation.
The co-captain would get it. He's going to be in the
I got 15 pages
job,
here.
Josh. I did like not write an ending.
I'm sorry. I just put, you win.
It's okay. This was great. I was just,
you did great.
I was just
job.
Overzealous. That's it. This was fantastic. This was a great.
Yeah.
Asshole. Great.
Yeah. But I tried to like add like themes. So like the monster supposed to be, you know, Godzilla monster. And then.
Yeah. I caught the blue. That was tight.
But yeah. Now we're left with booze.
Let's do it, baby.
Like, I'm running.
He's running on drugs.
I'm running on drugs through the jungle at night.
So booze. Butt naked along with everyone in his squad. Who knows how their clothes have dropped off.
Hold on. Is Smokey with us? And where's Debo's pigeon coop?
What? You finally, you know, get to the location on the map. You walk into what looks like an outdoor, like an amphitheater, right? With a stage in the center surrounded by seats. Except in the seats, it's full of chimps, right? And they're all like, oh. Right, like just like Kid pointing Josh, at you, like dude. Right.
A little racist, bro.
I knew he was gonna say
it's
that.
A chimp.
Getting little racist
Come
vibes
on,
from this
Josh.
One.
Before you step any further, you got to play the bite on yourself.
Okay, no, because the reason why I chose chimps is because they are not indigenous to Vietnam, so for them being there is a weird thing altogether.
All right, you knew Boo was going in there. Play the mother. Bite on yourself, dude.
Oh, god damn it, dude.
All right. Nobody gets a pass.
And then he's smart with it. He goes like this. They're not indigenous. Another stab in my culture. Indigenous black people. They're not indigenous there.
God damn it.
So back to Josh got this whole weird roots scenario going on.
Okay. So there, just roll with it. All right. So there's an audience of monkeys. Excited.
Damn, they don't even sound PC. There's an audience of monkeys.
They're chimps.
They're like, tell them, Josh.
Okay.
Tell them, Josh. Tell them, you brother. You're my brother.
I'm not
Josh.
Making the association you are, okay? Let's just put that down. Okay, I would never make that kind of association with that's
this is okay. All you.
So with my very genuine description, right, with no stigmas or whatever you want to call them, right, whatever the racist shit, right?
Oh, Josh just gave a copyright, or what is that he gave? What do they say?
Disclaimer.
A disclaimer, yeah, bro. Disclaimer. Before he says anymore,
what's the word? I'm very innocent. Okay, there's no hostility whatsoever.
He goes like this. This is what Josh is basically saying. People who are watching the show today, I'll say it for Josh. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. I have about 5 or 6 black friends, and that's not including Boo. I like collard green. I like watermelon and chicken. I don't understand what they're talking about. Continue.
They're making a riot, and out from the...
Oh, wow, riot. Oh, my God. You're just on one. Continue. John, he knows it's fucking funny.
He's so big. He's off.
So the chimps are causing a ruckus. Okay.
A ruckus, goddamn it!
Uncle Ruckus. Oh God. Continue.
So they're violently jumping up and down. Okay.
What are you saying? We jump high, bro. We're athletic.
I'm making no association of whatsoever. You are.
Oh my God.
Oh shit. Oh.
You gotta understand right now. You gotta understand. My character is on every drug, bro. So it's running through
his balls right now. He's waiting for the cosmic gods to settle on him. He's scenario here.
He's gonna get terrified.
If this is Vietnam. If this is Vietnam, I'm looking around like, where's him? Ride on, brother. We don't let this ride, brother. One of them 60s pro-black, bro, pop up somewhere at this point.
I cried.
Josh, if you mention police or German shepherds in any of this going forward.
I'm not.
Oh, my God.
From across from you, from a tunnel, comes out a bipedal crocodile. He has a deep, ethereal voice, and he says, "Judgment defeats us all." He gets in a fighting stance and signals you to fight him. So you can fist fight him or just shoot him, whatever you want to do.
Anything?
You're either fighting him, shooting him, or what, running away?
I can't give him like a flower and say like peace, not war.
Where are you going to get a flower from?
I'm high right now, bro. You don't know whatever. It could be a bullet for God knows what I know. It could be a bullet. I think it's a flower.
So you want to give him a flower?
Knowing this situation, I'm on drugs and everything. If I gun this down, drugs. It's coots. I didn't just kill the I'm looking for because I'm high on drugs. That's the scenario I'm looking for if I gun him down. I wake up from this drug stupor and I just killed the I'm looking for. So I'm going to go ahead and fight right now.
All right, so you need at least an 11. You roll and you get an 8.
Done.
Done. So you approach the alligator with your fists up. So he's quick to get one in. He knocks you out. You end up waking up, finding yourself caged, butt naked. No weapons, no
still
clothing.
By the way,
caged. You put him in a cage, Josh. You put him in a cage. You put him in a cage, bro.
Not naked. Oh no.
Hey, Josh. Keep in mind, I didn't even say this one.
So you're sober. It was Kurtz. You're right. Kurtz was the gator. He approaches you and just says, "I'm not going back." And you look over and your squad is also stripped butt naked, tied upside down to all the trees.
He's really insistent on reminding you that you're
naked.
No,
dude.
Everyone, all of your squad, and you failed the mission, unfortunately.
Oh, so this is Apocalypse Now. Looking at.
Yeah, this is Apocalypse Now.
That was Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, there were like themes of other movies in it, but just we didn't, you know, hit that. So
we didn't. Yeah. Because he was on fucking... Oh, yeah,
Josh wasn't touching him.
Josh... And also being, you know, a metaphor at the same time.
That was an... All right, guys. So this week's episode, as you can see, touched some real subject.
Not racist. Like,
for example, in Rob's story, don't go in with grenades and knives. You might want to go in with just knives first.
Just a knife, probably. Do be good.
And for mine, scan first.
Scan first.
Scan first.
And avoid all conflict.
Yeah, somehow.
And with Josh's...
agree with everybody and avoid all conflict.
And with Josh's and mine,
Say one more, boo. You're good. You're good, dog.
Hey,
you're
Josh.
Good. We love
hey,
you.
Josh.
We love
yeah. Josh. Let me do you the favor, boo. Hey, Josh, kick the beat, slave.
What?
Be a good human.
Me?
Oof.
That's true, though.
Oof. The top was the best part of that. They're rioting.
I'm still stuck on you naked in a cage, dude.
Yeah, that's not the best part. He put you in a cage naked, man. Josh, you have to make more of these.